We have just begun the month of October, the month of the Holy Rosary. And every month of October, I look for inspiration on this subject in a book of the great apostle of Our Lady, St. Louis de Montfort, who wrote an entire book about the Rosary called The Secret of the Rosary. And even though this book is pretty short, it really covers a lot. It covers everything you need to know about the Rosary, and I have always recommended it strongly to all of you. It's not only brief and compact and packed with useful advice on how to say this important prayer well, but it also has lots of interesting examples of miracles wrought by this Holy Rosary that are not only entertaining in a way, many of them, but also encouraging and inspiring at the same time. I thought I would talk today about what St. Louis says about the proper dispositions we need to have when we say the Rosary. He stresses that we have to set ourselves apart from people of the world. And not only that, but also even from Catholics who are lukewarm and indifferent about God and the Rosary. We can't compare our prayer life to theirs. Our Lord told us, in fact, to pray always. So we have to do that if we want to save our souls. Our Lord knows that we have an unceasing need for prayer because of the darkness of our minds and our ignorance and weakness, and because our enemies are so strong, the demons of hell. So we do have to pray always. We can't have a lukewarm spiritual life and say a few Hail Marys at night when we go to bed, and that's it. No, we have to say our rosary fervently every day. Our Lord told us that He gave us an example that we are supposed to follow. He said, "As I have done to you, so do you also." And it says in Scripture that He often spent the entire night in prayer, as if His days weren't long enough already. And our Lord said this to His apostles. He said, "Watch ye and pray." Because our flesh is weak and we are surrounded by temptation everywhere. Our Lord knew that if we didn't keep up on our prayers, we would fall. Now, certainly we can't spend all night in prayer like He did. But very often the devil will use that excuse to convince us to skip our rosary. We get to the end of our day and we are tired and we want to go to bed. And we tell ourselves, "Well, I need my sleep and I haven't said my rosary yet." First of all, we should manage our time better so that we don't end up in a situation like that in the first place. So that's already a problem. But when that happens, we should think of what our Lord said, "Watch ye and pray that ye fall not into temptation." And then we should spend just another 15 minutes saying our rosary, and the following day plan our time a little better. And we see that the apostles didn't observe this command when our Lord gave it to them in the Garden of Gethsemane. Instead, they fell asleep, and that is why they fell into sin, and they abandoned our Lord when He was arrested. So let us not make that same mistake. So we can't be like a lukewarm Catholic and live a life of falling into mortal sin now and then and going to confession and avoiding the sins that the world hates, but falling easily into the sins that the world loves. If we only say a few prayers at night and a rosary every few days or a few times a week, then that is how we are going to live. And we run a great danger of losing our souls, because it is quite possible and even likely that we will die in the state of mortal sin before we have a chance to go to confession. So if we want to truly secure our salvation and walk in the footsteps of the saints so that we never ever commit a mortal sin, and so that we overcome every serious temptation, then we have to follow our Lord's advice and pray always. And St. Louis de Montfort says that even doing this is just a bare minimum to say the rosary every day. He is very clear that Nothing less than a daily and devout Holy Rosary will keep us even in sanctifying grace. Because we are exposed constantly to the powerful force of the wickedness of this world, a terrible force that has destroyed numerous souls even stronger than we are. He says we live in a spiritual environment of thick darkness that blinds even the most enlightened souls living in the world. And he says we are constantly also surrounded by demons who now have 6,000 years worth of experimental data from trial and error in their pursuit of dragging souls into hell. They are better now at bringing people to hell than they have ever been at any point in history, because they have more experience, which is an interesting point. I've never thought about that, but St. Louis says this in the book. And not only that, he says also that they know the time they have left is quickly running out, especially now. The world may be coming to an end soon, so they are trying harder now than ever to bring as many souls to hell as possible. And you can see what great success they're having. They have never been this successful in the entire course of human history. So it will take practically a miracle of grace that we need to ask for in the Holy Rosary to keep ourselves out of the clutches of the world, the flesh, and the devil. If all of this analysis seems too pessimistic, we should each consult our own experience and see if this is true. Were we able to reliably stay in sanctifying grace in the periods of our life when we were more neglectful of our prayers, or when we prayed more fervently and received the sacraments more often? Obviously, we served God better and were more secure on the path to salvation when we said the rosary faithfully. When St. Dominic received the rosary from Our Lady and he started preaching it all over Europe, he started a confraternity of the Holy Rosary, and he didn't let anyone join unless they said the rosary every single day. But it's not enough just to say this prayer. We have to say it with faith. Our Lord said, "Believe that you shall receive, and they shall come unto you, what we ask for." And St. James says, "If any of you need wisdom, let him ask it of God. But let him ask with faith, not wavering." And which of us doesn't need wisdom? Which of us doesn't need a love of God and a love of supernatural things and a contempt for this world and a hatred of sin? Because whenever the Bible uses the word wisdom, that is what it means by it. Also, we have to pray with humility, like the publican in the temple in the story of the Pharisee and the publican. The publican was kneeling on the floor on both knees in a sign of humility. He wasn't just on one knee, the way worldly people sometimes pray, and he wasn't leaning one knee against the pew in front of him. This is something that St. Louis de Montfort specifically mentions here. And also, he was in the back of the church, and not in the sanctuary. His eyes were cast down. He was too ashamed of his sins even to look up to heaven. He confessed his sins, and he said, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." That is how we have to pray, too, and not like the Pharisee who thought about how pious and good he was because of his good works. And so, similarly, we should not think about what a great favor we are doing to God when we say our rosary, especially if it takes some sacrifice from us to say it. We should only think about what miserable sinners we are in the sight of God and ask for his mercy. But think about how good his mercy is towards us, especially in giving us the strength to say our rosary even when it is hard, especially when it is late at night and we are tired. The fact that we can overcome those natural difficulties and say our rosary in such circumstances at all is only an effect of God's grace to begin with. Sometimes it's hard also to say the rosary Because of spiritual dryness, and it seems boring to us to think about the mysteries. And we can become discouraged and think we're wasting our time when that happens. But we should never give up even the tiniest bit of our rosary for that reason. We should rather be like a fervent soldier of Christ, and instead say our prayers faithfully, even if it seems like we are saying nothing, and continue to think about the mysteries. In fact, we should even say the rosary more slowly when we find it harder to say it, because that's what our Lord did in the agony in the garden. It says, being in agony, he prayed the longer. We should do the same. We should also pray with great confidence in the goodness and infinite generosity of God and in the promises of our Lord. St. Louis de Montfort says very beautifully that God is a spring of living water that flows unceasingly into the hearts of those who pray. And God wants nothing so much as to give us the living waters of his grace and his mercy. He entreats us in Isaiah, all you that thirst, come to the waters. Water that nourishes our spiritual life, like watering a plant to make it grow. And when we don't come and drink of the waters of God's grace, he complains sorrowfully, as he did in Jeremiah, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. But on the other hand, our Lord is very happy when we ask him for our needs. And we need so much from him. We need to overcome temptation, as I said, and to persevere in his service and do the duties of our state of life so we can save our souls. If we don't ask for these things and for his help, our Lord will complain to us as he complained to his apostles when he said, "Hitherto you have not asked anything. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." And he has promised to grant us everything we ask God the Father in his name, of course, which means everything that is good for our souls and conducive to our salvation. I want to close today with one of the exciting stories that St. Louis gives in his book about one time when St. Dominic had a confrontation with a man who was possessed by the devil during one of his sermons. St. Dominic was preaching near Carcassonne, and they brought to him an Albigensian heretic who was possessed by the devil. And St. Dominic exorcised him in front of the whole church. There were 12,000 people in that church listening to that sermon, and they saw all of these events. And St. Dominic asked the devils numerous questions that they were required to tell him the answers to, so that everybody could hear. And they told him a lot of very interesting things. They told St. Dominic that there were 15,000 demons in that poor heretic's body because he had attacked the 15 mysteries of the rosary. And they said that when St. Dominic preached the rosary, he put a great fear and horror into the very depths of hell. The demons added that they hated St. Dominic more than anyone else in the entire world at that time, because of how many souls he had snatched from their power by getting them to say the rosary. All these things they were forced to tell him. And then St. Dominic put his rosary around the man's neck, and he ordered them now to tell him which saint in heaven they feared the most, so that people would know which saint they should pray to the most. And the demons inside of this man let out such a terrible and unearthly scream when they heard this question that a lot of the people in the church just collapsed on the floor from sheer fright. The devils didn't want to answer that question, and they began to weep and wail and plead with St. Dominic not to make him tell them whom they were the most afraid of. They promised that they would never hurt him if he would just let them go without saying who this was. They reminded him also of how compassionate he always was towards sinners, And they asked for his compassion on them in the same way. Imagine the devil asking a saint to have compassion on the devil. Of course, Saint Dominic didn't listen to any of this nonsense. And he told them that he would not let them go until they said it out loud. The devils then said that they would whisper it in his ear very quietly, so that only he would be able to hear. So you see how these the clever demons are trying to wriggle out of this. But Saint Dominic refused. He said they had to tell him this so loudly that everyone in the church would hear. So at this point, the devils sort of shut down, and they refused to say another word. So Saint Dominic knelt down, and he prayed to Our Lady to make the devils tell him who was the most powerful saint in heaven. As soon as he did this, suddenly a fire shot out of the ears and nose and mouth of the possessed man. But nobody was hurt, although everyone shook with fear at seeing this horror. And the devils told Saint Dominic that he could just ask any of the angels in heaven, and they would be happy to tell him who the most powerful saint in heaven was. And they said, "Why do you care what we tell you anyway? You know that everything we say is a lie. You don't believe anything we would tell you anyway, so please don't torture us with this any further." So at this point, Our Lady appeared to Saint Dominic, although not to the other people in the church, just to him. And she struck the possessed man with a golden rod, and she ordered him to answer Saint Dominic immediately. The devils began to scream, and they said to Our Lady, "You are our enemy and our downfall." And this was said in front of everyone in the church. They said, "Why have you come from heaven to torture us like this? You are the advocate of sinners who snatched them from the jaws of hell. You are the sure path to heaven." And then the devils spoke to the people in the church there, and they said, "Listen well, you Christians. The mother of Jesus Christ," that's how they referred to her. They didn't call her the Blessed Virgin or Our Lady or any title like that. They only referred to her as the mother of Jesus Christ, is all powerful, and she can save her servants from falling into hell. They said that she makes their temptations useless and ineffective. They hated to admit this, but they said that no soul that really persevered in the service of Our Lady has ever been lost. And that is why they do fear her more than all the other saints in heaven combined, because they can have no success with the servants of Our Lady. They said that many Christians who otherwise would have been lost, who called on her at their last moments, were saved. And they said that if Our Lady had not decided to crush them, they would have conquered and completely destroyed the Catholic Church a long time ago. And they said lastly that no one who perseveres in saying the rosary will be lost, because Our Lady will obtain for her servants the grace of true contrition, so they will be forgiven by God. When they were finished speaking, Saint Dominic got the whole congregation to say the rosary together, and at each Hail Mary, a huge number of demons flew out of the man's body, so that he was completely liberated by the time they got to the end. And this whole scene converted numerous heretics. So let us be faithful to our rosary and use it as a weapon against the devil, which we need so badly if we want to save our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.